Every spring, 1.5 million people wander among the cherry blossoms in Washington, D.C.'s tidal basin, where thousands of trees bloom simultaneously for a short window of about a week to 10 days. Now, the history of the tree's planting dates back more than 100 years, and while the period of peak bloom is now cemented in the D.C. calendar, it took some deep lobbying from several fronts to get them in the ground in the first place. Here's our Washington correspondent, Zoe Daniel.
It's a sunny spring morning in DC, and already people are out walking, jogging, pushing prams and taking photographs along DC's tidal basin.
I am a Vietnamese refugee. I've been here 36 years. So since I come here, I come here every year to see cherry blossom. Thank you so much.
Why do you come to see them?
Oh, because this is traditional, and this is like, you know, beautiful, and it just, I haven't come to heaven yet, but I feel like I am in a heaven.
The crowd is mixed. Many are tourists, American and international, who've timed their visit to see the several thousand trees in spectacular bloom.
I love how like the cherry blossoms hang over the lake and how they like sparkle and stuff like that along the lake, and just kind of the bright airiness, like spring has sprung.
It's really special. And it's a good year for them.
It is, yeah, it's really pretty. So it's everything they said it would be.
Others are locals from DC, Maryland and Virginia who come down every year to mark the transition from the city's freezing winter to spring.
I think the only word for it is magic. It's just magical. And, you know, I think the ethereal quality of it, and the reminder that life is, you know, brief and make the most of it. You know, they also, it's reassuring after winter, spring does come and here it is, voila. Yeah.
Especially in DC, being from Australia,
yeah.
It's quite a turning point.
Oh yes, I can imagine.
Just over 3,000 cherry trees were given as a gift from the mayor of Tokyo in 1912 to the city of Washington, after 20 years of lobbying from the writer Eliza Sidmore, who'd travelled extensively and had fallen in love with the trees in Japan. She eventually found a sympathetic ear in First Lady Helen Taft, whose husband, President William Taft, had previously been the US governor in the Philippines. Together, they created the beginnings of what we see today.
I just overheard a group who wanted their picture taken. She said, no, I want to see the monument, I want the three of us, and I want lots of cherries. And I think that's what we're looking at, is peak bloom. The blossoms are fully open, and it's like we're in under a canopy of pink and white. And then also what's kind of poignant, and my favorite moment actually, is the petals are just beginning to fall, and they fall full, which means that you can see the petals floating in the tidal basin, so it's really quite magical.
But there was a false start. Author and cherry blossom enthusiast Anne McClellan took a walk with me along the tidal basin to explain.
The Japanese found out that Mrs. Taft was interested in having cherry blossom trees, and so they made a gift of 2,000 trees from the city of Tokyo to the city of Washington, and they sent older trees. And what that meant was they'd been in the ground for a long time, and so their roots were infested with funguses and worms and bugs, and so the Department of Agriculture inspectors threw the book at them, and the decision to burn the whole shipment was made by President Taft himself. So one of my favorite stories is, you imagine you're the young diplomat sent to tell Mayor Ozaki at the city of Tokyo what's happened to this gift of trees. And, you know, Mr. Mayor, they're up in smoke. And then, his response is, it seems to me your first president, Washington, had a problem with cherry trees. He overcame it. We can too. And 2 years later, they sent 3,000 trees.
Only four of the original trees remain. But the original genetic material remains in rootstock at the National Arboretum, protecting the deep roots of the cherry blossoms in DC.
One of the things that's true of all cherry blossom trees is that each variety of the petals fall full at the same time. And one of the reasons that the samurai feel such a strong affinity with the cherry blossoms is that means that the blossoms are full of strength and vigor right to the end, which is what the ideal for a samurai would be too.
A lovely story. Zoe Daniel there, reporting from Washington.